Duisende mense is reeds dood of gewond in die bloedigste konflik in 50 jaar in Israel. Hamas het vroeg saterdagoggend Israel uit die Gaza-strook aangeval. Die Israelse weermag is besig om meer as 300.000 reserviste op te roep en te mobiliseer en meer as 900 Israelse burgers en 600 Palestynse burgers is al dood in die gevegte.
Talle vrae word gevra oor hoe dit moontlik is dat die Israelse intelligensiedienste nie die aanval kon sien kom het nie. Baie wêreldleiers het die aanvalle veroordeel en 'n beroep gedoen om die afskaling van die oorlog. Lande soos Iran, Qatar en Saudi-Arabië het gesê dis Israel se eie skuld dat hulle aangeval is weens die jarelange onderdrukking van Palestynë en dis ook die mening van die ANC en die EFF.
Ons was selfs nou hieroor met die woordvoerder van die Sioniste Federasie in Suid-Afrika, Rulien Marx. Sy is in Israel. Welcome to RSG, Rulien.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Rulien, firstly, you were in Israel when the attacks started. What is the situation in Israel this morning? You are in Modin in central Israel.
Yes, I live in central Modi. I've lived here for 13 years. It's a very, very uneasy calm where I am. This morning there have been attacks fired towards our cities, and that all rockets being fired to Israel's civilians. Yesterday, there was a massive barrage towards Tel Aviv and towards our capital. A family have sustained injury, the wife seriously injured just outside Jerusalem.
Rulien, can you perhaps just move around a little bit? We are struggling to get you. There's dropouts every now and then. If you can just move a little bit left or right so that we can hear every word that you are saying. Thank you. If you can maybe just backtrack a little bit.
As I was saying, there still have been rockets fired towards Israel by terrorists in the Gaza enclave. And rockets fell just outside Jerusalem, the capital, yesterday, seriously injuring a family, the mother, who is in critical condition. So while we are still having these possible infiltrations coming in the south, we're still having rockets fired at us while our military engage in their military campaign to root out Hamas.
Is it only Jewish Israelis that has been targeted by Hamas, or are Arab Israelis also targeted?
That is an excellent question, because when those terrorists came through on Saturday morning, they didn't care if you were Jewish or Christian or Muslim or Arab or even foreign nationals. They just mowed everybody in sight. And there has been quite a significant amount of foreign nationals, including at least 12 from Thailand, 10 from Nepal, 7 now from Argentina, 10 from the United Kingdom, 11 from the United States, France, Germany, Tanzania, that we know of, because we are still in the process of discovering the bodies, identifying the bodies, which has to be done through DNA in many cases. And figuring out who has been taken captive. That process is still undergoing. So this is what we know of. This was an attack on Saturday on Israel. Regardless if you were Christian or Jewish, or if you were a tourist or a foreign national here, whoever came into their site, they either summarily executed or kidnapped.
Now, last week Friday on this program, we spoke about the 50th anniversary of Yom Kippur. And as with Yom Kippur, analysts agreed that Israeli intelligence failed Israel then in 1973 and now with the latest attacks. What is your opinion, Rulien?
Well, the army have said that mistakes were made. And while this is not the time to draw criticisms, that will be handled later. And let me tell you something, the Israeli people are demanding answers from the government. The feeling here in Israel is that over the last 10 or so months, the coalition government has been so focused on the issue of judicial reforms that has divided the country terribly, that they ignored the warnings of our military and security, who were saying you know, you are hurting our security preparedness. You know, you need to stop with these proposed reforms because you are impacting on our security. So right now, the feeling in Israel for the coalition government is one of a lot of anger and criticism. And when the time comes, you can be sure that we will be demanding answers, and we want to know how this happened. There have been reports, in all fairness, that Hamas deliberately misled Israeli intelligence. You know, we have had flare-ups of rocket attacks, and you know, the intelligence received was that Hamas did not want to draw any kind of conflagration with Israel. Now we know, unfortunately, it was nothing but a diversion for what is just a plan of the greatest depravity.
Many organizations like the ruling party in South Africa, the ANC, and some countries like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, they say Israel is an apartheid state and they brought this war by Hamas on itself. So what is your reaction to that?
Well, first of all, the ANC statement is morally bankrupt. It absolutely is. If they cannot bring themselves to condemn what happened on Saturday morning, they have lost something fundamentally human inside them. Qatar, well, Qatar is where Hamas leaders hide out. Hamas's leaders are not in Gaza. They are in five-star hotels in Qatar, quite happily showing that off while they pray for greater success on their campaign. They're not ashamed to share that across the media. It is repugnant. Anyone who's calling Israel an apartheid state, first of all, needs to come to Israel and see the facts for themselves. The reason why the ANC and the EFF don't want you to come to Israel is because their lies may be discovered by anybody who comes here. On Saturday, we died as a nation, Arab, Bedouin, Muslim, Christian, Jew. Right now, our fighting warriors of the IDF, Christians, Jews, Muslims, are all fighting together. Some have fallen together. Yesterday, we lost a Druze commander in the IDF fighting the infiltrators from Lebanon. So I don't want them to come and call this country an apartheid state. That is nothing but a despicable lie drummed up by the anti-Israel establishment to question the legitimacy of the state of Israel.
Ons gesels met Roelien Maak, sy is woordvoerder van die Sioniste Federasie van Suid-Afrika. Sy is in Israel tans. Roelien, the Wall Street Journal reported that Iran assisted Hamas with the deadly attack. Do you think this is true?
Absolutely no doubt. Iran's fingerprints are all over this. Iran have denied it, which of course they would, because they want the unfreezing of assets and money from other Western countries. But there's no doubt Hamas and Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, are Iranian-sponsored proxies. The weapons that Hamas have, the money that Hamas has, the training that Hamas has, all comes from Iran. And this is global knowledge. Iran can deny it as much as they want, but even Hamas, in their own words, admitted, yes, Iran helped us plan this campaign, they are calling it.
Mm-hmm. Roelien, do you think there will ever be lasting peace in this region, in this small area of land?
This is the million-dollar question. But from where we stand, the only way that peace will be achieved is if terror organizations like Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, are rooted out, root and stem, that they are destroyed for once and for all. Hamas have held their civilians as prisoners as well. Their civilians have been protesting against them, against great, great danger to their own personal safety. They invited this on their civilians. Anyone, and I appeal to any South African listening, if you care about the Palestinian people, and we all do, including us in Israel, if you care about the Palestinian people, because this has set their cause back decades, maybe even generations, you will want to see the end of terror organizations for once and for all. And we ask you, stand with Israel, because to stand with Israel is to stand on the front line in the fight against terror.
Thank you, Roleen. Dit was Roleen Maak, sy is woordvoerder van die Sioniste Federasie van Suid-Afrika.